Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. It's good to see you all here this morning. Let's get started with the scripture reading, Acts 1, verses 7 to 11. We should have them on the screen here, if you'd please read along. And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from heaven, from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Amen. Our first song this morning will be "My Faith Has Found a Resting Place," and that's hymn number 412 in your book if you're following along there.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor greed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear.
Song this morning will be "Without Him," and that's hymn number 300 in your book. And we're going to sing verse 1 for the ending, so stay tuned for that.
Jesus, oh Jesus.
next song will be Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and that's hymn number 448. And if you'd like to stand for that, we would appreciate it.
Birthday. You'll never hear him call your name out loud. with Daddy, or have the joy of buying his first car. He will never get to father his own family, or hear his little boy wish upon a star.
What a tremendous message that is, and I hope you took it to heart. And we are grateful that at this point Roe versus Wade has been reversed. There's still a lot of work to do, but we need to remember again the number is staggering, what you saw on the screen a while ago, of the number of children that have been aborted.